Welcome to Salute to the Ears, where my family and I discuss everything Disney, from parks, food, and rides to travel tips, movies, and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Salute to the Ears. I am your host, Jeremy Simon, and I am here with my wonderful wife, Erica.
Hi, guys.
And this time, we're talking transportation, or some new transportation options, because the one we're talking about is gone, being Magical Express.
Yeah, that ending was definitely a big kicker for me. I mean, like, I was kind of heartbroken that was ending.
Yeah, a lot of people were. I think that one kind of took a lot of people by surprise.
Yeah.
And I know we kept saying we thought Disney was going to have something else. And I think they were really kind of expecting the train to be done.
Well, yeah, and I think it would have been farther along had COVID not happened. But
right. And then other entities within Orlando throwing a fit because it wasn't coming by their properties, or I don't know what's going on. Brightline, the train is.
So, if you're not familiar with this, we're talking about it's not high speed rail, but it's rail transportation that goes, this line goes all the way from
Tampa,
all the way up, it goes from Miami to Tampa.
And then it's supposed to go over to Orlando to the airport.
Right.
Then down, it was supposed to have a stop at Disney Springs, and then continue working its way back down south.
Yeah. I mean, this was originally, I mean, there is a section of the line that is done and running and great, and they've been building it in sections. And this was something that when, you know, it first was proposed and approved and all the things several years ago, you know, was really going to change potentially transportation, especially between being able to go between parks, or like Disney Universal being able to change like transportation from the airport into Orlando and to the different parks, you know, or at least the different like the general vicinity of Disney, the general vicinity of Universal, and really change things. And it's really at a complete standstill in Orlando with that section of the line.
Right. They keep going back and forth and trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. I think the goal originally was to have at least the airport terminal part open when the new terminal opens down there. And it's obviously not going to happen.
So that completely, I think, changed Disney's thought process in what to do with Magical Express when that has been on hold, and then COVID, and like the way that that has shifted, and the price of transportation in general, especially coach transportation and bus coach transportation, has changed drastically.
Yes.
Drastically. So I'm actually in the process right now. I've been working with the nonprofit that I work for and trying to arrange bus transportation for this summer. And it is insane. I mean, our cost literally doubled for this summer of what these bus companies wanted to charge us. And so, I mean, that's what they're asking and what the bus companies, you know, are asking. It's changed. And the cost of running it has changed in the last 2 years.
Right. And I got a feeling what happened was we came back from COVID. Disney's looking at, okay, how can we save some money? And Mears, who was running, who owned the contract for Magical Express, saw the contract was about to expire as well. And I got a feeling they were probably raising their prices. Yeah. And Disney was probably already looking at Magical Express going, this is a big cost.
Yeah.
And they decided to sever ties at that point.
Especially because, I mean, essentially, if you were staying on property, you're flying into Orlando International Airport, you just hopped on a bus. There wasn't an extra fee as long as you were staying on property. There wasn't an extra additional. I mean, you still had to book that and tell them, like, when your flight got in so they could, you know, set the number of buses they needed for each resort and different times throughout the day. But they, you know, that was included in that cost of your package.
Right.
Now, of course, those packages for staying on property have not changed.
No. Nope. Cost of those have stayed the same or gone up. So yeah, let's talk about some of the different options that you might take to going from the airport now down to your Disney resort. Or I guess it'd even be some of the resorts around Walt Disney World.
So some of these you can actually take that are not just
going to the Disney bubble resorts.
Right. So, I mean, some of this would include beyond that. But I'm actually really excited to talk about one of these. Right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start with the company that was running Magical Express before, and that's Mears. And Mears Connect is the name of the service. With this, it's the same buses. The exact same buses, only they took the Disney vinyls off the side and put their own blue and white Mears Connect vinyls back
on. And I'm sorry, but those buses are womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. It's
like, it's boring.
Yeah.
It's just a bus.
It's the drivers are just wearing blue pants, white shirt.
Not that the Magical Express drivers were wearing something that was like super, you know, like themed, but you know, they at least were identified as, and you felt like they were identified as like your trip, the magic of your trip started then.
Right.
As soon as you got on that line.
Right.
And, you know, that was the start of your vacation to Disney.
Right.
And now those exact same buses that they were using, some of them are new or, you know, repurposed from their other parts of their fleet. But those same types of buses, and it's just like, it's just a bus. It's just a coach.
Right. Now,
bus.
Now it's just a tour bus.
Which
basically,
technically that's all it was before.
But yeah.
But having that wrap, that
there was
vinyl,
a little bit of Disney magic and theming with it. And that's gone. Only part that you still get, they're still playing the video.
Are they really?
Yeah. Which kind of shocked me.
No, they have to redo that. I'm sorry. Yeah. That has to be, if you don't want to, participate in, now is that maybe because they still had up until, what was it, January 15th, they still had some vacations that were booked.
Maybe
prior to saying that it was done, and they were still kind of quote unquote running Magical Express up through then.
I feel like I saw this within the last week that people were like, "Oh, I'm still saw the video." So
that's a bummer to me.
And it's the lines at the airport. You catch it the exact same place you caught Magical Express. You get lines or
downstairs concourse B.
It's all of it's exactly the same. Only now it's called Mears Connect. No longer Magical Express, and you got to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the biggest bummer.
Yep. There's no longer a free option.
No.
Unless you're driving yourself.
That's still not
free. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're driving yourself down there, but even then, that's still not.
Then you're not going from the airport. But anyway, cost for this is, if you just want to go one way, for an adult, it's $16, and for a child, and it's ages 3 to 9, it's $13.50. Round trip adult is 32 and child is 27.
Right.
Yep. So family of four, it's roughly $128 plus tax for a round trip. So another extra cost that's coming on there.
That cost is still cheaper than some other options.
It is.
It's still, especially if you don't necessarily want to rent a car.
Right. Which we'll get to some of those. We'll get to costs on those later.
One thing about taking quote unquote Disney transportation, right? So Disney transportation in general, and essentially that started at the airport with Magical Express, now Mears Connect, and was that if you use a motorized scooter.
Uh-huh.
That was an accessibility option for you.
Right.
To utilize. That you could still utilize Magical Express. You could still, or, you know, now Mears Connect. Like, you could still utilize the coach buses. You can utilize the buses on Disney transportation in-house. So that part hasn't changed. That's something to consider if you are somebody who utilizes a motorized scooter to get around, or another wheelchair or or something along those lines.
Yeah, and it may be something with that, you may want to give them a heads up.
Yeah.
Because they do have vans and stuff as well that might be more handicap accessible if the bus isn't at that point.
Now, they have an express option, too.
They do. And with this, this is, like, very limited weight at the airport and directly to your resort.
Okay, well, what are your times like, though, if you don't do express? If you just do Mears Connect, is that the same as Magical Express was?
Very similar to Magical Express. Like, the whole setup with Mears Connect, the standard Mears Connect, is exactly the same as Magical Express.
So somewhere in that, like, you could wait 10 minutes or you could be waiting 45.
Yeah, depending on the time of the year.
Time of the year, what resort you're going to, and how many other people are headed there in that same timeline. Yeah.
And sometimes they bunch some of those resorts together.
Yeah, you may have the Epcot ones together, or you may have...
Yeah, so you might have multiple stops before you get to yours. With the express option, limited weight... It says limited to no wait at the airport and straight to your resort. They're saying, they stress in there, this is not a private vehicle. So it may be a van and you may be sharing it with another family.
Gotcha. That is something to consider in the crazy times that we live in. You know, if you are planning on using Disney transportation throughout your stay and you're staying on Disney property and you're using Disney transportation, you are likely going to be on a bus with other people, and you are required, with as a federal mandate to for transportation options to wear a mask on those buses, including on Mears Connect. That is not their ruling. That is a Department of Transportation thing.
Yeah,
they are required to adhere to. It's the same thing of you being on the plane and having to wear it. Falls into that same category, but you would still have. You know, you may be kind of in closer quarters, whereas on the bus, you may have, you know, a couple rows between you and another family, or, you know, depending on the time of year or the resort, you may have some space there. If you are on that express and it's a smaller van, you may not.
You may not. It may be kind of tight, and the price is a little more. So for up to four passengers, it's $250. Doesn't matter if you're one adult and three kids. Four adults, doesn't matter. There's no kid price. So it's $250 for four passengers and $55 per passenger additional. So,
yeah, it's almost, I mean, it's for up to four, it's essentially double the adult price.
Right.
And it is, you know, or two adults and two kids. It's essentially double the adult price. That four person, you know, your standard two adults, two kids, you know, four person. Typical math there, the, you know, it's double the price. And I mean, that is a big jump. Now, is that 55 each additional person? Is that round trip or is that one way?
That's round trip.
Okay.
That's round trip.
So that is the round trip price. And that's still a lot.
It is. That is a lot. It's,
like, I don't know that that's worth it to me.
Yeah. How big of a hurry are you to get to your resort?
Well, and you still have to book that ahead of time. That's not something that you're necessarily like, hey, our flight got delayed. We're getting in late.
Right.
And now I just want to pay the extra for Express. They may not have anything that's available for you to utilize that because you didn't book that ahead of time.
Right.
Now, do they also have a scenario... This is something I just thought of. I hadn't thought about this when we were kind of talking about, you know, what we wanted to discuss in this episode. You know, with Magical Express, there was no, like, oh, you won't be able to get on a bus.
Right.
This will not be an option for you, booking ahead of time.
Right.
Like, you could book a vacation 3 weeks out and book Magical Express.
Right.
And they would just... out of bus.
Right.
You know, because, okay, we've got more people to for this flight. Is that the same scenario with Mears Connect, do you think? Or is that going to be something where they, like, cut it off and are like, there's no availability for this day from Mears Connect. You can't pay for this.
I'm not for sure, but like everything I'm reading is they're keeping the same setup. Like it's the same thing as Magical Express, just a different name.
So as long as you're booking it.
Right.
Well, you know, as far in advance as you possibly can, you're likely going to be able to get on.
Right. Then, so that's Mears Connect. That's your two options with Mears Connect. Like I said, it's Magical Express, different name. And
just
now cost.
Paid.
And now paid.
As I roll my eyes.
Yeah. Well, there's another bus company that's throwing its hat in the ring.
I like this one.
Yeah. It is another bus. So if buses aren't your thing, then buses aren't your thing. Maybe it'll be another option that we go down the list. But these buses, they're taking their time and theming them. And it's almost something special that starts at the airport.
Yeah. This really feels, again, like a, you know, that bit of magic.
Right.
And that getting to experience something. And it really, honest to God, feels like something that I think Walt would be proud of.
Walt would have loved these.
I think this is, like, I'm honestly shocked that this was not something that Disney themselves came out with.
Right. So the company's name is called Sunshine Flyer.
Yes.
And that's their website. Just look up Sunshine Flyer. You'll find them. Another bus company, but their buses look like 1920s and sometimes earlier train engines and train cars.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fantastic.
I mean, the wraps on these things, it's awesome. I mean, you know, a lot of you have seen the Disney transportation buses and the new wraps, and they have all these really cool graphics of like different movies and different characters and different rides. And, you know, and it's this like, it's like, oh, we got the, you know, we got the genie bus, or we got the, you know,
right,
whatever.
Something like, to look forward to. Yeah.
This is that, you know,
right.
In addition, but it is so cool to see pictures of them stacked up together where you have like an engine and then you have another bus that's like a train car. And they're just
right.
rolling to get, like, it looks
like a
so
train going
fun.
Down the road.
Yeah, it looks so fun. Now, on top of the wraps on the buses, the bus drivers are also dressed in, quote unquote, in character.
Right. Yep. They look like train conductors.
Yeah. I would liken them to the way that cast members are dressed to theme whatever area of a park that
right.
they are in. Same idea. They are dressed to the theme of what
they're almost
they're
dressed
doing.
Like Goofy and Mickey and Minnie's.
Yeah, it's very old school train conductor.
Right.
It's the pinstripe.
The overalls.
Yep, it's overalls, the pinstripe, the blue and white pinstripe. It's the bandana, the hat.
Right.
You know, it's very fun. And kids get a little train conductor
hat.
They get a little paper
train conductor hat. On the bus. The buses are brand new.
One thing I really like about this is that they have already said customer service is top priority.
Right.
They want to do this well.
Right.
They don't want this to just be show. They want this to be legit.
Right. It's everything that they're showing so far seems to back that up.
Yeah.
And they seem to be a little bit more family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the things they're doing is, for how long is it? Like half their profits are going to Make-A-Wish.
Of their first 50 days, 50% of their profits are going to Make-A-Wish. And that's incredible to me to say, hey, here's this new company.
Right.
Right. This is not an existing company They're an existing company. They essentially rebranded, right?
Right.
But you're talking about a new endeavor.
Right.
Right? So you're already, like, how far in the hole on redoing and setting all of this up, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say, we believe in this so much, and we believe in the magic of all of this so much that we're going to take 50% of everything that we're making and put it back to Make-A-Wish in honor of Disney's 50th anniversary. And I just have to believe that there's A, an Imagineer involved in this, and B, that there is somebody who has grown up with the magic like right. we have, and who said, this can't die out and just be Mirrors Connect.
Right. No. And like we said, Walt would have loved this because Walt loved trains.
Oh, yes.
He just loved transportation, but he really loved trains.
Yes.
So this train theming and going down to his park, he absolutely would have loved. Now, they're not only going to Disney, they're also going to be going to Universal mm-hmm. and some of the other area, big area resorts and hotels. But
right.
they're really pushing going to
Is Mirrors Connect resort. Also going to the other ones?
Possibly. I'm not for sure. I know the Express is.
Okay.
But
I couldn't remember.
I can't remember for sure.
We'll have to look at that. We'll put it in the show notes if we find that out for you. But this does have a little bit of difference in price.
Right.
Not a huge difference. I mean, you're literally talking about a couple of dollars.
Yep.
So per adult for a one way, you're looking at $17 mm-hmm. for an adult and $12.50 for a child. So just, I mean, you're literally a dollar off
right.
on those. A dollar more for the, really it evens out because it's a dollar less per child and it's a dollar more per adult. So, right. I mean, it really evens out as far as comparably to Mirrors Connect. However, you are getting, hopefully, the customer service aspect
right.
that you may not get with Mirrors Connect and the theming aspect that
right.
you're definitely not getting with Mirrors Connect.
Inside the buses, they're brand new, so they're a little nicer. The screens are bigger, so you're not looking at the little teeny tiny screens. They said there will be entertainment
yeah.
on there, and there will be a restroom. So, which
most
could be
good. Most of the Mirrors Connect ones did have the bathroom, and a lot of them had the bathroom in the back.
No.
The Magical Express ones?
No.
I thought they did.
No. Nope. That was one of the big problems. Well, if people were on a bus that they've been waiting in line forever, and then they get on the bus, and then they're mm-hmm. on the bus forever, you got
you
nowhere
came,
to go.
And you just came straight off a plane that you were like, go, go, go. This does not have a different round trip price. It's you're paying for each way.
Well, no, right? No. $34 for adult for round trip and $25
so
per
it's
child.
It's just each
right.
way for the child.
So for a family of four, it's $136 compared to $128 with Mirrors Connect. So a difference of $8 for a family of four. And they're going to have a big staging area in the airport as well.
Babe, four? Are you looking at four adults or are you looking at two adults and two kids?
Two adults, two kids.
I think your math is wrong.
Sunshine Flyer is going to have a big staging area down in...
His math is wrong.
My math is wrong. Okay.
I love it when I'm right.
Yes, sorry. I was doing this at work.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Okay, so family of four, two adults, two kids, you're looking at $118.
For Mirrors?
For Sunshine Flyer.
Okay.
It's $136 if you are four adults.
Oh,
okay, so if you're four adults,
that's
you're paying that 30,
on the other one too.
That's $34, okay. You know, 34 times 4, 136.
Okay.
But if you are two adults, two kids, which is the more likely
right.
scenario of that.
Right.
So like for us, when we are on our next trip.
Well, but we'll still be adults because you're above the kid's age.
We will still be adults. So that kid age is 0 to 12 for... Or no, is 3 to 8 for
Sunshine Flyer
and 3 to 9 for Mirrors Connect.
Right.
Now, does that mean that if they are under 3, they ride for free?
They ride for free.
Okay, so both Mirrors Connect and Sunshine
yes.
Flyer, they're going to ride for free if they are under 3. So
right.
0, 1, 2.
Right.
3 years old, you're paying for
right.
a ticket, essentially a seat for them on
yep.
that. Okay, so for us... Our kids are obviously over the age of 8, so we
right.
would be paying for four adults
right.
tickets. So, but if you have small people, if you
yeah.
have smaller children, a lot of times that's what we refer to. I'm like, hey, small people, that's my...
right.
You would be looking at that lower, a little bit lower cost, $118,
right.
If your kids are under or lower,
right.
if your
right.
kids are 8 or under. So that is the same price point that Disney also looks at as far as, you know, like when they had the dining plan,
mm-hmm.
nine was the cutoff for
right.
Whether right. you were considered a child or an adult.
Right.
And I think the same thing with tickets too, right? Right?
I think so.
So that's a big thing to consider. So like for right. us, for us, for $136 on Sunshine Flyer versus $128, that's not a big enough difference for me to say,
right.
we're going to take Mirrors Connect. Now, right. I think the only thing that would make a difference for me was like if Sunshine Flyer was like, hey, there's no way for us to get you during that time, which I
right.
don't see happening.
Right. Only reason why that would happen is if so many people decided to go Sunshine Flyer rather than Mirrors Connect. And one of the other things with Mirrors Connect, with their prices right now, they make very clear these are the introductory rates.
Yeah.
So they could go up at any point.
And I think that the way cost of transportation, cost of gas, cost
right.
of, you know, labor, it's
right.
it would not shock me if by summer those prices
go
are
up.
Right. Especially for Mirrors Connect. Now, it'll be interesting to see if Sunshine Flyer follows that same path. It seems to be that they really want to be liked.
Yeah.
So I don't see them doing
right.
that as easily, whereas Mirrors Connect probably feels like they already have, like, well, you already know this system.
Right.
You already know how this
right.
works. You already trust us.
And they didn't know that they were going to have competition in this.
Yeah.
Until late. Like, Sunshine Flyer really just kind of announced, like, a month and a half ago.
Yeah, November, I think.
Right, yeah. And so Mirrors Connect really didn't know until kind of the last second.
I mean, they may have
They may have kind of leaked out a little bit, but...
No, it really kind of was a little bit of a shakeup of,
right.
of that whole transportation option. Now, this is the one I plan on us booking.
We're going to try it, yeah.
I plan on us trying it. I have honestly no desire to even attempt Mirrors Connect unless it is like our only option. I'd rather
right.
take an Uber, partly because I'm just pissed off. I feel like
right.
like they were greedy and Disney was too.
Yeah, I'm saying Disney wasn't innocent.
Disney's not innocent. They're not the victim in this. But that
right.
one for me, I'm still kind of holding a little bit of a grudge.
Right.
So, but I loved the magic aspect. I loved that the buses
right.
were wrapped. I loved that there was, in at least to some degree, it felt like there was some customer service. There was kind of cast members.
Right.
There were like, you were like, if there was a problem, there was somebody there who could handle, you know, like if there was a problem
mm-hmm.
with your reservation or a problem with your magic bands, like they would help you figure it out. And that's, you know, you scanned your
right.
magic bands from the, like,
that's,
you know.
That's when your trip really
right.
started.
And so I want that still. So
right.
that for me is like a big
right.
piece. Now, I have always, you know, when the kids were little and we would take Magical Express, it always scared the snot out of me to ride on the coach buses with no car seat.
Right.
So if that is like a game changer for you, if you're like, absolutely not, I won't ride on a coach bus with my kids, like I'm not doing that.
Right.
We'll drive to Disney or we're renting a car or anything like that. You do still have other
right.
options besides having to take a coach bus while you're at Disney.
If you're going down there with littles and they're riding in their car seat on the plane, or it's getting checked in and you're taking it with you,
mm-hmm.
Sunshine Flyer will help you install that on that bus so they're in their car seat.
Awesome.
Yep. Sunshine Flyer also, like I said, it's going to have a nice, easy staging area right there at the airport. Kind of easy access. It sounds like it's going to be very similar to what we did before.
It's got
to
be downstairs, too, just because of the access of
right.
where those buses
That's
are allowed to travel.
That's where all the buses
travel.
And
yeah.
taxis and stuff are. Now, what terminal it's going to be in, I don't know. But
yeah, that'll be very interesting because there was a lot of empty space on that side of Magical
right.
Express / now Mirrors Connect. I mean, you had a long walk all the way down and it was empty
right.
now. So very interesting to see if you will have to go through
right.
and pass one to get to the other.
Right. And they're saying you will wait no more than 20 minutes for your bus. And then once you're on the bus, you'll be on there no more than 65 minutes. So still very comparable to what it was before. If you're on there for 65 minutes, that means you've probably made two or three stops along the way.
Right. And I would say that that's still going to be probably your high end.
Right.
I would imagine they had to have run this, timed it based on the information we have from Mears Connect from previous bus routes, and how long it takes to drop, you know, a party off and load people and all of that. So, I mean, there's an art to this with drivers. It will be very interesting to me as this grows, how this plays out as far as bus drivers. There has been a major driver shortage issue, and that's not just in Orlando.
No.
That's part of the reason why transportation costs for, like, even renting a coach bus anywhere have gone up drastically, is that, you know, those drivers are harder and harder and harder to find right now. And especially with COVID, you know, some of them are not willing to take the increased risk of being trapped on the bus with strangers.
Right.
So,
and it's not lack of trying. Like, Disney transportation, like bus transportation to the parks, they're short drivers. A lot of their part-timers, they're being forced to work full-time. They're offering a pretty decent sign-on bonus.
So it'll be interesting to me to see how this plays out. Now, Sunshine Flyer has not started service yet. They start in February.
Right.
Mears Connect is already running.
Right. Yep, you're seeing some of those already run into the parks. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, but Dev just did a vlog of the whole Mears Connect process.
PC Dev. You can find him on YouTube and online on social media. The other options outside of bus transportation, whoo golly, does that cost add up fast?
They can. Yeah.
You look at the cost for, you know, a party of four, all of that, and it starts, you start looking at that and you're like, man, $130, like, that's another, you know, like, that's a dinner. That's a, you know, there's a lot of other things I could spend $130 on. You start adding up what your cost with a car.
Right.
Any way you want to run that car
is
very interesting.
Well, let's start off with Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
Okay. Uber and Lyft, I tried to find average prices, kind of did some research. One way you're looking at with Uber, they're saying like 35 to basically 50, and Lyft 32 to 50 one way for your group. That goes up depending on how big your group is and so what kind of vehicle you need. And that price also varies time of day, how many drivers are available.
Right. And what your resort is.
Right.
Because if you are a resort that's easier to get to, quicker, shorter route, all of that, for them from the airport, that's going to be a lower cost than what if you are all the way out at Animal Kingdom Lodge and you have a large party and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, if you're going to be staying down there for 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks, you're going to have more luggage than somebody who's going down there for 4 or 5 days.
Right. I would say that is probably your best bet if you are coming down for a short stay, you're a small party, and you don't have car seats.
Right.
And you're not trying to navigate that whole scenario, because some of them will provide car seats and have that for you. Some of them don't. Some of those options don't. And so that's something to consider if you do have littles and you have car seats, is that that's not always an option for you. And it may make your wait time longer for that to get a vehicle that has a car seat accessibility, or you have to plan to bring it with you. But if you are just a couple of adults going down, Uber might be a great option for you if you're planning on using Disney Bubble transportation throughout your stay, because then you don't have to really worry about it.
Right. And it's, you can kind of set your own plans of when you want to leave the resort to go back to the airport. you can find the Uber whenever you get to the airport.
Yeah, because that's one thing with Sunshine Flyer and Mears Connect is that you are still the same way you were with Magical Express, where they're picking you up and planning for, wanting you to plan for being picked up like three hours ahead.
Yeah.
And that's being done because they need time to make sure that they get you there. You have time to go through security at the airport, mm-hmm. all of that. You do Uber or Lyft, you get to kind of pick that. And so if you are like, hey, I know that this is a really slow time.
Right.
Slow time of day, slow time of, like, I'm not going to have to worry about traffic as much, whatever. You may get an extra hour that you don't have to spend sitting at the airport because you got there later with Uber or Lyft.
Yep. The other problem with Uber and Lyft, they're short drivers down there right now, too. It's people are having a hard time getting them to go from the airport to the resort. So that's one
and
thing.
And that's a big, I mean, that's a 30-minute drive.
Right.
A 25 to 30-minute drive, depending on which resort you're talking about and time of day and all of that. That's a big, you know, you think about that. If you're a driver that's going to and from the airport from places, you know, around Orlando, that's one fare for that whole hour then, essentially.
Right.
Unless you are already picking somebody else up from that resort and going back to the airport, that's one fare.
Right.
That's.
And before, when they had plenty of Uber and Lyft drivers, well, a lot of those Uber and Lyft drivers were also cast members or they worked over at Universal.
Right.
A lot of them haven't come back.
Yeah. You do have, I mean, we had a big shift. We'll talk about this in another episode about the shift of kind of lifestyle within the Orlando area that's happened and the workforce that's really changed for the tourist industry. It's shifted significantly just because of the way our world has shifted. Okay. So what about if I want to not rely on Uber and Lyft and booking that like later and I want to plan ahead for this?
Okay.
I want a private car.
Okay. So like a car service. Someone there holding your sign.
I want somebody holding my sign. I want somebody in a black suit.
Okay. So I looked at like four different companies and kind of averaged the price on this.
Okay.
So going with a mid-size SUV that holds four adults.
Okay.
That averaged out to like $216.
Round trip or that's
round trip.
That's
round trip. Okay. A minivan, which can hold five adults plus your bags, that was $196 round trip.
Interesting that that one's a little bit cheaper, but I would imagine that that one, they kind of...
Right. You're talking about...
You know
a,
you're
a
dealing
nice,
with families.
Yeah, and the SUV is probably going to be a little bit nicer than the minivan. So...
Significantly more expensive than taking the bus.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking... average of $75 more expensive to take that, you know, than taking the bus. Definitely a lot more expensive than taking Uber.
Right.
And there's the nice aspect of, like, it's just you.
Right.
It will be you, and you will go from the airport to straight to your resort. And you will have somebody there waiting for you, and you have a dedicated time of when you're being picked up. All of those things. And, you know, and they will watch for, like, if your flight's, you know...
Delayed
and like, you know, all of those things,
right.
You know, if you get rerouted or something like that, like they'll be aware of that. But I can see how there would be certain families that would love that and would, that would be really good for, I don't know that that's a fit for your average family going to Disney.
Right.
Like, unless you are hell bent on having a limo or something pick you up. Like, I mean, which you can do.
Right.
I mean, you really can. We actually looked at it at one point.
Right. Be kind of fun to get a limo and have them drop you off at like Pop Century.
It feels a little more appropriate to drop you off at, say, Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
But the last option.
Yeah, is rental cars. So maybe you're someone who's like, you know what, I just want to drive myself. We're staying off property. And say maybe you can find one of these hotels that doesn't cost to park.
Yeah, where they offer free parking for you at their resort.
Because if you park on property, unless you are a DVC member or rent point, you're going to pay like somewhere between $20 and $30 per night that you're there. That's
a lot. On top of your rental car... price.
Right.
I mean, obviously, all of this is assuming that you are flying into Orlando and you are not driving yourself to the parks, right? That parking at the resort cost still, you know, happens if you're staying at the resorts. But so not only do you have a cost for renting that car, but now you are looking at, for a 5-night stay, you're looking at an extra $100 to $150
for parking.
For parking, depending on what resort you're staying at. So it is cheaper to park at your value resorts than it is to park at your deluxe resorts.
Right.
That same parking fee applies even if you're just having dinner at one of those resorts and you drive onto property.
Right.
It's not not like, oh, I was only here for an hour and a half. I don't have to pay for parking. It doesn't matter if you're staying all night and that car is just being parked there all week, or if you are there for an hour and a half.
Right. And if you stay off property, you find one of those with free parking. Unless you are an annual pass holder, you're paying for parking at the parks.
Right. So
that's $20 a night.
You go drive to Magic Kingdom. Now you've got to go park.
Right.
Now take transportation
into the park.
Into the park from the parking lot, or walk from the parking lot to the park if you're over at like Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom
or Epcot.
And Magic Kingdom right now is the only one who's brought their parking lot trams back.
Right.
Everybody else, you're still hoofing it. So you know, if you're driving in,
right,
or you're renting a car and are like, hey, I don't want to have to wait on transportation while I'm at the parks, I'm going to rent a car. Not only do you have that cost of renting the car, but you have the cost of, if you're staying off property, I want to, you know, park at the resort or at the parks. Now, here's the thing. If you are staying on property, you will pay for parking at your resort, at your hotel, okay? But you will not pay for parking at the park, okay?
Right.
If you are staying on property, you do not have to pay for parking at the park. So you go to Epcot, you're not paying for parking at Epcot. You are still having to get yourself from your parking spot to the entrance to Epcot.
Right.
There is no transportation out in the parking lot right now.
You only have to pay for either the resort parking if you're on property or the park parking.
Right.
You don't have to pay for both.
You're not paying for both.
Right.
If you're staying off property, you are going to pay to park at the parks.
Unless you're an annual pass holder.
Right.
But if you're not, then you're paying for parking. So rental car. So the cheapest, and I looked at like Expedia, I looked at a few of the different sites. So going from $506 for a mid-sized car like Toyota Corolla, okay, for 5 nights.
Okay.
I did this 5 nights. $506, that's including your tax and everything, for a mid-sized car. All the way up, so mid was the cheapest, and then actually full, and then compact. I don't know why compact was more expensive than a full size, but it was.
Because they're harder to get right
probably
now.
And then premium was most expensive. Premium was going to run you $676, and that's like Volkswagen Passat or something like that.
I mean, it's a nice vehicle.
It's a nice car. It's not. I didn't even price the luxury. I'm like, I'm not going to price the luxury for going to Disney World.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you're planning on renting a luxury vehicle, no offense, you're probably not listening to our podcast.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey, maybe I want an SUV instead of a car. Well, compact SUV, like a Buick Encore, was the cheapest at $600, all the way up to a standard SUV, which is like a Hyundai Santa Fe, which are okay. They're not bad. And it's like $859. And then the midsize, like a Jeep Compass.
So, I mean, and these are averages,
right?
I mean, these are averages between companies. So some of those were a little more, some of those were a little less. You may be able to find a deal depending on, you know, you may be able to use points towards it depending on your credit card offers. You may be able to utilize a discount that you have through your work or through a different organization or something like that. Like this is not excluding, like this is not including any sort of discounts or anything like that. You're literally talking about between $500 and $1,000 basically to rent a vehicle. So that is on top of your hotel costs.
Actually more like between $600 and $1,000 if you add those parking costs on.
Yeah. With that. I mean, that's like, that is a huge chunk of change. Now, on top of how much that is costing, there is a giant car shortage right now. It is one of the reasons why cars are so ridiculously expensive because, yep. as well as the, you know, shipping delays on every other product and good that we have.
Right.
They have had this chip shortage mm-hmm. and part shortage for different manufacturing plants. You know, we have large Ford plant here. You know, like, so it's affected our local economy right. that way of, like, not being able to build those vehicles because there's just not the parts. So on top of that, you had people who weren't turning over cars the same way because of and weren't buying cars in this. Right. Like, it's yep. just – there's a huge shortage yeah. of cars available to begin with. So you may want an SUV or right. a minivan. It may not be available.
Right. So – renting a car is an expensive way to go. Like, you may think you may be saving some money with staying off property,
mm-hmm.
but you got to weigh that in there with it.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's something to think about if you're trying to stay off property and save some money. You're going to be spending that money on that rental car and parking.
Here's another thing to think about with renting a car, using a car service, or using Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
If you utilize a wheelchair or a motorized scooter, you right. may have a more difficult time. You're probably not going to be able to rent right. a vehicle. That's very hard to find.
Right.
You may be able to with a car service. There are car services that are available for those with disabilities, you right. know, and have access to disability accessible vehicles. That, you know, that is something to consider in this of, you know, most of the time, if you were staying on property, or you're staying at a local resort. A lot of times, if you're renting a scooter while you're in town rather than bringing your own or utilizing that full time,
mm-hmm.
If you're only using that for your trip, you usually have that and pick it up at your resort, right? So right. getting to and from the airport may not be an issue for you. It may just be an issue for you transportation-wise, though, getting around from the parks. It's something to consider. If you're planning on utilizing a scooter, renting a car may not be your best bet no. because you're going to have to try to rent one that you can get that scooter in and out of,
right.
which is a giant pain in the rear.
Right. Yep. So I think it's safe to say with all these options, the way we're probably going to go is Sunshine Flyer.
Yeah.
Probably the first one we try. Yep. Looks fun. Looks like right now, it looks like they're probably the ones who cared the most.
Yeah.
And they really want to succeed, so give me the ones who care.
I want them to succeed. I right. want that to be a really positive, a positive thing for them. I think that that's an important addition to the overall economy of the different amusement parks.
Right.
And the different tourist destinations that are there within Orlando. Right. I think it's important to not have a monopoly on that like Mears currently does.
Right.
Absolutely. So I would say our next best bet is I would probably, for us personally, while it is more expensive, I would probably be personally looking at a car service.
Yeah.
Just maybe. Because of the timeline that we have on our trip.
Right.
As far as not having to wait.
Right.
Yeah. That would be the biggest thing for me with that is the time factor in having a car service. And this is Brooklyn's 13th birthday trip, so.
Right. Yeah.
That might be a little something.
Yeah, I think she's looking forward to Sunshine.
She Flyer. Is. Yeah, that would be like a, there's absolutely no way for us to do it. Something right. happens. Right. Like we can't reserve, so, you know, yep. a spot there.
So with that, let us know what you think and what you think your family would like to do.
Yeah, we'll put all these websites for Mears Connect, Sunshine Flyer, in the show notes, so you can right. look at those for yourself.
Right. You can also let us know on Twitter and Instagram at Salute to the Ears.
Yes.
So follow us there, spread the word, help us grow this. With that, please go out and find your joy.
Have a magical week.